grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Imagine this conversation between a child and their parent. I don't want you to associate with them. They're not our kind. Wrong neighborhood. Wrong people. But what's wrong with them? I just want to go out and play with them. No, you belong here. I don't want you to go over there. But you always said be nice to everybody. Yes, and you can't be nice to them at school, on the street, but they cannot. They're not our kind. We live here, they live there. Wrong neighborhood, wrong people. You have plenty of friends right around the block. Play with them. But why? I told you, wrong neighborhood, wrong people. You know, you have to be taught to discriminate. You have to be taught to hate. It doesn't come natural to Peyton or Jack or anything. You got to be taught this. It has to be modeled. You know, Jesus and his disciples went to Tyre and Sidon today. Canaanite territory, wrong neighborhood, wrong people. Actually, they were foreigners. They were in a foreign land. Thank God the Canaanite didn't have ICE, because his disciples might have inhibited him to be put in jail immediately because they were foreigners. They were to be discriminated against. Jesus was in a foreign territory, wrong neighborhood. Even in the church, this becomes a struggle. Matthew's congregation, I mean, these were Jewish Christians. But do we let them in? Those people? Those pagans? Those worshipers of idols? Do we let them into the church? You know, Jewish Christians, we circumcise some of our people because it follows the law. You know, this is the way to go. But the gospel goes to people who are not our kind. Wrong neighborhoods. Wrong people. See, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the gospel of God's love, is always expanding, expanding, expanding. It doesn't contract. Doesn't discriminate. Doesn't draw circles to keep them out, or to label them, or call them losers, or say they'll eat your dogs. No. That's not the way of Jesus' kingdom, of Jesus' love. We're to reach out to what? The goyim? The Gentiles? The uncircumcised? The dogs? The pagans? Those others? Reach out to them? You know, St. Matthew was a man of God, but he was also a tax collector. As a tax collector, he saw a lot. He probably saw it all. And he maybe participated in a lot. He's been around the block a few times himself. And he knew people. He knew how deeply ingrained differences can be without people to discriminate what that person looks like, what that person eats, drinks, what house they live in, how they smell. And today we hear the story of a time when Jesus left his home turf and traveled to Tyre and Sidon. Wrong neighborhood. Wrong people. And one of those people was a Canaanite woman, desperate because her daughter was ill and tormented by a demon, and she heard about this Jesus, this Jew, So don't get me wrong, the Canaanites had just as much prejudice against the Jews as the Jews did against the Canaanites. But her daughter was sick. Love of mother for child goes beyond boundaries, and shock of shock, she goes to Jesus, and mild manner, sweet Jesus turns her down. He calls her a dog. Now, really, the word he used, dog, in the language was like a pet dog. Still, it's a dog. He called her a dog. And the woman was put off. Yet, her daughter was ill. How would you feel if you're... I remember when our son Luke ran and hit his head against the wall and was bleeding, and we rushed him to the doctors. They put the stitches in. It was not easy. It was hard. And I, as a father, I wish they were putting the stitches in me rather than in him. A parent's love goes beyond boundaries. She was desperate, and she heard about Jesus. She even learned something about his culture, because she didn't greet him in the normal Canaanite way of greeting. She said, "Lord, Son of David." She tried to learn something about him to go into his culture so that he might be open to learn about her and go into her culture. And instead of using the Canaanite greeting, she used the Jewish greeting so that Jesus might cross the boundaries that were very, very, very defined of culture, of social, of ethnic boundary, gender boundary. He calls her a dog. But her daughter was sick. She loved her daughter. She didn't give up. She didn't give up until he said, "Be it done as you wish." And her daughter was instantly healed. Reminds me of a story Jesus once told, a parable about the unjust judge. Remember that? Woman went for justice to an unjust judge, and she kept pestering him and pestering him and pestering him. Finally, the judge said, "Okay, I'll do what you want. You get on my nerves here. Right? Yeah, it's fine. It'll be done." With this woman, she did not give up. I mean, years later, Winston Churchill was inspired by this woman, who said, "Never, never, 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 never give in," as the Nazis bombed London. Never give in. Never give in. But even more than her persistence, what's going on with Jesus? Huh? What the heck? What's going on with Jesus? He called her, put her off. The disciples said, "This is a woman. This is, you know, she's not clean. Get rid of her. Get rid of her. Give up." And Jesus, though, prayed. Jesus worshiped. Jesus was in touch with God. And he was called to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. He knew his mission, and this Canaanite woman was not of the house of Israel. So he didn't really have to deal with her according to the law. But Jesus was open to listen to her. Jesus was open to even learn from those kind of people. He remembered, too, that Israel, he was not only a mission to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Israel was to be a light to the Gentiles, a light to the nations also. And he was like us in every way, but didn't sin. So maybe, do you see that maybe Jesus in his humanness was opening, no matter how painfully, opening to God's way in his life. And Jesus learned from this foreign lady. He listened to her. It went beyond logic. It went beyond some interpretations of Torah. It went to the way of love that goes beyond boundaries, because love is always inclusive. Love is always unifying. Love is always expanding, never limiting, never constricting, always open, open, open. Love hurts because love calls us to go beyond, to the other person. And Jesus saw in this other person from the wrong neighborhood, he saw a sister in God's family. And he healed her daughter. Jesus learned. And so, as Jesus' disciples, we need to learn. Where do you draw the line in the sand? Where do you say, oh, that black person, that yellow person, that conservative, that liberal, where do you draw the line? Because wherever you draw a line in the sand, Jesus Christ is on the opposite side, calling you forward to grow, to forgive, to understand, to learn, and to flourish in his love. This is what Jesus teaches us today. People who, in fact, Jack Ryan. He's going to receive that spirit next week. And that spirit is wonderful and it's comforting and it hurts because it forces us to say, oh, that nigger, no. That kind of language makes me uncomfortable. This is a child of God too. Oh, that chink, no. Oh, that white trash, no. No, we are children of God. There is no they in God's kingdom. It's only we, all of us together. We, they are us, and we are they, and we are God's. Lord, we pray every Sunday, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Right now, we all belong, because that's the way the kingdom of God is. All are welcome. All are welcome. All are welcome in this place. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.